NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
It's the realization of a dream, a fantasy, if you will. I always dreamed that I might someday actually witness the impact of an asteroid or a comet in my lifetime, but never really expecting that I would. The odds were just too small. It's a very exciting time.
That's space geologist Gene Shoemaker of the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. Shoemaker, his wife Carolyn, along with amateur astronomer David Levy, scanned an area near Jupiter in 1993 as part of their ongoing sky survey to detect comets as well as asteroids. Their celestial sleuthing paid off. They named a heavenly wanderer Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, the ninth such object discovered by the team. But this comet had surprises in store. Caught in Jupiter's gravity grip, it had broken into over 20 fragments. The comet's path around Jupiter put it on a crash course with the planet. What would happen in this astronomical version of fatal attraction was anybody's guess. Scientists around the globe trained their instruments on the celestial bullseye. We caught up with Gene Shoemaker at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center as the first comet fragments smashed into the gaseous planet.
We're living in an age, we couldn't have done this 10 years ago. That is to have all of these reports flowing in, the images that you've seen coming in from Hawaii, just the global communications that we have now, very fast turnaround with computers. Actually, the instruments that are on these telescopes, the infrared imaging systems, weren't available 10 years ago. So this impact has occurred at a time when we were ready, really ready, to do this kind of an observation. So the timing couldn't have been better.
When the string of comet fragments began to slam into Jupiter in mid-July, scientists were elated. They could observe telltale evidence of the high-velocity hits. The best front-row view of the comet impacts was from NASA's Hubble Space Telescope. Kenneth Carpenter is project scientist for Hubble Space Telescope operations at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
Oh, this is a wonderful time for us. It certainly shows Hubble at its best. There's no doubt about that. We're doing what nobody else can do right now. We're getting the high-resolution imagery. We're getting the ultraviolet imagery. And the results that are coming out of this are probably going to be coming out of it for years as people analyze the data and look at it in more and more detail. The chances of us being able to observe something like this, and to even identify the comet far enough in advance so people could plan it, because a lot of these observations, especially with Hubble, take quite a while to plan and to organize, especially when you're trying to look at it with many facilities all over the Earth and in space. Having the advance warning of almost a year was absolutely a wonderful occurrence.
It looks pretty clear to me.
I see craters.
From the Hubble Space Telescope to backyard astronomers and the public, thousands of eyes were turned toward the great comet crash of 94. NASA's Ken Carpenter says the event was unprecedented.
I cannot recall, in modern times at least, any single event really grabbing almost every available telescope on the ground, in space, on spacecraft moving out toward the outer planets. Literally everybody that can turn a telescope in that direction is going to try to see what's there, because there's so much uncertainty in how bright it's going to be and what effect is there. There's always a chance that no matter how small the telescope or the facility or how primitive the equipment, you might see something.
As the comet fragments struck Jupiter, they unleashed an explosive energy 500 times the total destructive force of the world's nuclear arsenal. Such planetary fireworks are believed to be similar to the event that wiped out the dinosaurs on our planet 65 million years ago. Is the comet collision with Jupiter a wake-up call for Earth? Not to worry, at least not yet, explains Gene Shoemaker.
If we should be so unlucky that we'd have a comet impact on the Earth in our time, it would be worth sort of keeping an alert to watch for comets and Earth-crossing asteroids. I think that's very worthwhile, but the odds that we're going to get hit with a really damaging impact are very low in our lifetime.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.